With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A street painting near the White House dedicated to Black Lives Matter will be removed.
Mayor Muriel Bowser says the city can't afford to be distracted by meaningless congressional interference, and the federal job cuts must be the number one concern. Bowser is facing growing pressure of a federal takeover from President Trump and Republicans in Congress. The mayor ordered the painting in 2020 and renamed the intersection Black Lives Matter Plaza as a public act of defiance following the killing of George Floyd by a Minneapolis police officer. Ed Donahue, Washington.
In New York, supporters of terror group Hamas stage a protest in the lobby of the library at Manhattan's Barnard College. It follows a Barnard student being expelled this week over last year's takeover of Hamilton Hall at Columbia University. Barnard also ousted two students last week who took over an Israeli history class spouting pro-Hamas propaganda. Also at SRNnews.com, Democrat Congressman Representative Sylvester Turner of Texas has died 2 months after taking office and hours after attending President Trump's address before Congress in Washington, D.C.
Turner's family said in a statement that while attending President Trump's speech to Congress, Turner was taken to a hospital and later released. Turner's family said that at 5:45 a.m. Wednesday, he died at his home from enduring health complications. In November 2022, Turner revealed that he had undergone treatment, including surgery and radiation therapy, for bone cancer in his jaw. He was 70 years old.
Reporter Bernie Bennett. U.S. asset management firm BlackRock says it will buy two ports at either end of the Panama Canal. The ports are currently owned by a Hong Kong firm, Chinese ownership, that has angered President Trump. BlackRock and a group of investors will pay $22.8 billion for the ports, and they're also buying controlling interest in dozens of other ports around the world. This is SRN News. Babies are being saved by pro-life laws.
The Journal of the American Medical Association calls them excess births, a sad way of referring to the more than 22,000 unborn children who were not aborted in 14 states during the 18 months following the repeal of Roe v. Wade. Those states have either near total bans on abortion or limit it to the first 6 weeks of pregnancy. Appearing on Washington Watch, Michael New of the Charlotte Lozier Institute says, quote, these pro-life laws are saving life. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Legal analysts think the Supreme Court is likely to side with an Ohio woman who says she suffered sex discrimination in her employment because she is not gay. The outcome of the case could remove an additional requirement that some courts apply when members of a majority group, including those who are white and heterosexual, sue for discrimination under federal law. Justice Brett Kavanaugh suggested sex discrimination laws must be applied equally. This is SRN News. Wall Street rebounds on Wednesday.
Stocks rebounded on Wall Street after President Donald Trump pulled back on some of his tariffs. That raised hopes that the U.S. may avoid a damaging trade war. The S&P 500 rose 1.1% Wednesday. The index bounced back a day after a sell-off that erased all of its Trump bump since Election Day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 485 points. It's about 1.1%. The Nasdaq Composite added 1.5%. Trump said he's granting a one-month exemption for U.S. automakers from his new tariffs on imports from Mexico and Canada. Seth Sutel, New York.
The TSA is expecting a busy spring break travel season this year. They predict the peak travel period from March 6th through the 24th. We'll see a 5% increase from last year. Nearly 3 million passengers could be screened on those days. More details at srnnews.com.